Let's get it.
Can you talk about your first two touchdown passes, the first one and then the second one, obviously?
I think that really our focus, you know, all week with everything that's being said was really we honed in. And Coach Belichick and his coaching staff did a great job of getting us prepared, you know, on and off the field, you know, because when we were sitting in the classroom doing work, it was more of talking and a little bit of that humble pie and then motivation at the same time. And then when we go on the field, it's the same thing. So I think for the most part, our preparation this week really was very focused and very set on going out here and getting it done.
Is it more satisfying to be the guy who guarantees
a win? I don't know. I've played in the league 10 years, and I don't think I've ever heard a player ever say anything like that. You know, there's trash talking each week, but just to guarantee a victory, that was something hard. And you know, I don't really know if his team had his back or whatnot, but. You know, it was said, it was documented, it was printed, and it came to us, and we went out there today and really see who wanted it more.
Randy, do you think teams are getting increasingly physical with you coming off the line after you catch the ball? And if that's true, was it important for you to have this kind of game so you can show future opponents on film that you can defeat that sort of play?
Man, I've been doing my thing for 10 years, man, and you know, what defense coordinators throw at me is what they throw at me. What they throw at our offense is what they throw at our offense. You know, Tommy said time and time again, and, you know, us as a whole unit, we're just going to go out there and execute. Tommy's going to find the open man, and let's go with it. You know, I did really get caught in watching the game when I don't know how many completions he had to Wes Welker on one drive. And I said, Wes, if you don't slow down, you're being greedy. Let somebody else eat. So, you know, it was a good victory today, you know, overall. But like I said, you know, with how teams play me, you know, I've seen it, you know, my whole career. You know, sometimes it is frustrating, you know, to get bumped. And then once you go to another level, you're still going to get bumped. So, you know, my main thing is just to try to stay focused and do whatever I need to do to help the team move the ball.
You're confident that you can defeat that sort of coverage?
Now, I'm a 10-year vet. You answer that question.
Randy, what was the most amazing aspect of that play that you guys scored on the second half? The fact that you fielded a grounder from Tom Brady, returned it to him, and then he got it downfield to beat the guy who made the guarantee?
To be honest with you, man, I think it was just all 11 of us executing because, you know, Tommy had to step back. I had to step behind Tommy and make sure it was a lateral, backwards lateral. Then he had to step behind me. The offensive line had to protect. The wide receivers had to do their thing. So, you know, it was just not one, you know, one individual, and it just wasn't, you know, one, you know, the pass. You know, it was everybody executing, you know, on the same cylinder, and you see what the results were. So, you know, sometimes we throw gadget plays, and, you know, before I came here, I seen all the gadget plays or some of the gadget plays that the Patriots ran, and when I first got here, they said nobody throws the ball but Tom Brady. So I've been lobbying and lobbying, let me throw the ball. So eventually it worked out, and we scored a touchdown. So that actually felt good.
Was your first year completion as a Patriot?
Yeah, as a Patriot. They made it very clear that Tom Brady's the only one in this offense that throws the ball. So, like I said, it was a good, you know, executing on all cylinders by the whole unit. It was a great call by Josh Daniels, and, you know, we just had to go out there, and, you know, luckily, once he threw it to me and I threw it back to him and he threw it, I bet everybody was like, uh-oh. So, and then, you know, it was caught on Smith. So I think that was probably after all that from me throwing back the jab, I think the result of Jabbar catching it on number 27 was really what sparked it.
Of all the quarterbacks, what's the one thing that Tom is the only one, what's the one thing he has that none of the other guys have?
Poise, patience, and going out there determined to kill you at any given time. I mean, Tom, it could be 4th and 24, and Tom's still ready to kill you. I don't know how we're going to get it, but, you know, that's really his mindset. And, you know, when you have a guy like that leading your team and leading your offense, I mean, everybody else has to pick up and get on his level. So, you know, Tom Brady, you know, like I said before, I've always been a big fan of his. And, you know, now that I'm a part of the team, I'm not going to continue to stop. So, you know, by him, you know, being our leader, being our quarterback, and all his upside of his knowledge for the game and his precision and making you know, good decisions with the ball, man. I mean, hats off to him because he is the man.
Have you guys developed a friendship as well as chemistry, and it appeared so right there? How close have you guys come off?
I mean, we see each other every morning. You know, it's good morning. I see you tomorrow morning. So, I mean, we're around each other a lot. And you know, that's the one thing that, you know, I said time and time again that me and Tom, you know, had to develop some kind of relationship because on the field, we're to business. We're down to business. So we don't really get time to talk a lot. But, you know, we're in that locker room sitting beside each other, getting dressed or whatever we're doing. You know, we get a time to really get to know each other. And, you know, my time here, we have gotten to know each other. And, you know, we talk about everything. You name it, we talk about it. So that's one thing. I really have trust in him that, you know, I can talk to him about anything that's going on, if it's not even football related. And I hope he has the same trust in me, man. And that's how you develop a relationship.
Randy, 10 years in the league, and you've made different levels of history before, but now you're on pace to have one of the most statistically productive seasons in history as a wide receiver. Tom Brady's about to have the most statistically productive season as a quarterback, and the team is poised to make history with wins. Have you started to put this in perspective in your own mind yet?
Not really putting it into perspective, but, you know, like I don't really, you know, read the papers or watch a lot of sports television, but, you know, my phone rings, my text messages come across my phone, and it's hard not to really pay attention to what's going on. One thing that I really try to do is try to stay, you know, straight tunnel vision, try to stay humble, eat some of Coach Belichick's humble pie and just follow the road and just keep going each week.
Will you ever have a period before the end of the season where you look and say, no one's ever done this? Have you done that yet?
I think when we're so like on a emotional high right now, that I don't think we'll look back and reflect until after season over. If we do the thing, fine. If we don't, we're still going to look back and reflect after the season. It's really hard to really look ahead right now because of the coach that we have. I mean, Belichick wouldn't dare let any of his players really get ahead of themselves. And, you know, that's one thing that I really commend him for because he keeps us grounded. And we go out here and work and we get prepared for the next team that week. So right now, I can't even tell you who we got next week. Yes. Well, there you go. So, I mean, I really know that, you know, Coach Belichick doesn't like us looking forward. And after tomorrow, this game is behind us. So, you know, when we come back to work, I know we're going to get prepared for the Jets and symbols that.
Randy, would you expect that no future opponents will offer any kind of guarantee to this Smith?
I'm sorry?
Would you expect that no future opponents will offer guarantees?
Man, there's all kinds of young players in the league, so there's no telling, you know, what will come out next. But, you know, I just really think that, you know, by him just being young and just get caught up in the game and all the hype that, you know, something was bound to slip out. You know, I think that the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, as far as their toughness and their mouths, you know, they got a lot in common. So, you know, it's no telling what's coming out next. So, like I said, man, they done their talking throughout the week, and we done our talking on the field today.